The fear that you mentioned upon some realization that there's nothing there is so strong and palpable that
yeah.
it takes away from my the awareness of being able to stay with that. I was wondering if you had some suggestions.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that's where we start directing attention to, Buddhanusati, Dhammanusati, Sanghanusati, like the recollections of the Buddha, recollections of Dhamma, recollections of Sangha, cultivations of loving kindness because those are integral to the Buddha's path, and even the aspects of, say, like chakanusati, silanusati, the recollections of generosity, the recollections of virtue, because those tend to brighten and uplift the mind, and then it's done. Of course, it's done in conjunction with that recognition, because you see, the Buddha is always encouraging us to pay attention to that area of suffering and the ending of suffering. And when the mind is being overwhelmed by fear, then it's not going to get through it by analyzing it more. It needs to have a support load it up so it can go, move through it. And so that as one starts to, and then even on, say, like on an intellectual level, we appreciate the clarity of the Buddha's logic, but emotionally it can be challenging. And that's where we gain that confidence in the Buddha's teaching. We look at it as a whole, and then there's this increased confidence in the skill of the Buddha, and pick up the tools that allow us to really maneuver our way through the experience of suffering, and to be able to free the heart from that, so that the different aspects of the teachings that allow the mind to be uplifted and clear.